You talk about anything you want.
And the main object was to get try to use the record to get known and get your name out there and be, you know, as a to try to get bookings and that kind of stuff. So every time I've ever started a record label, I accomplished what I wanted to accomplish is what I. And then during those two labels, it was mainly just to get some airplay, which I did. And then this SOA Records, that was after I had left MCA and I was again without a deal, and I started SOA, and we the first thing I put out on it, I got the Independent Song of the Year with a song called "But You Will," and there again at that time you couldn't get paid, so I didn't worry or try to go on and, you know, and depend on getting paid from distributors. But now, thank God, with the internet the way it is, you can sell music over the internet and get paid for it. And you've got SoundScan, and if you sell, you know, records through SoundScan, you can keep up with it, and you know how much you're really selling, and they can't say the record didn't sell, and et cetera, et cetera. So now, mainly, I'm using the label. I've got a new single out on it. At this point, it's called "Last Stop on a Dead End Street" with me and Tracy Nelson. And I have two other artists out. I have Christina Bailey. She's a 16-year-old girl that has a song out on there called "Mississippi Missing Me." And then I have a male artist out of Alabama. His name is J.C. Kirsten, and he's got a song out. He has got a new version of the song I mentioned, "But You Will." But also, I've just signed a record deal with Spectra Records out of Charleston, South Carolina. But they have offices across the United States, but that's the office I've been dealing with. And we are going to soon have a new single out with them. It's called "Whiskey California." And I'll have a new album with them. But I didn't do an exclusive. I'm going to do three albums for them. But in the meantime, I'll probably still release some things along on my own label that may or may not fit what they're looking for. And we've started a new album on myself that's going to have horns like the old R&B sound, the Knock on Wood, Dock of the Bay, Midnight Hour kind of sound.
Right.
But we're doing it mostly with new songs. I took one of my RCA cuts, Ain't Got No Business Doing Business Today, and we changed it to more of a funky kind of pattern, and we're putting horns on it. And another one of the RCA number ones was I Keep Coming Back, and I always felt like that was more of an R&B song than it was country, so we did a real R&B version on it this time, and it's got strings and horns on it, and it'll be on my horn album.
Well, even though you've always, Razzie, you've always, I mean, your main forte has been that you are in country music, you've always been referred to as the R&B guy in country music, that flavor that they've always associated that. I saw in doing research on you, I didn't see anywhere that they didn't refer to that. So what's with the love for the R&B? Is that something you got young in life?
I don't know if it really goes back to my real, real young childhood, back when I was telling you about we didn't have electricity and we didn't have running water, but we had a battery radio. And each night of the week, we had special shows we liked to listen to. One night we'd listen to Dixieland Jazz out of New Orleans, and then they had the Hit Parade and the next night. And then they had, times when there was a pretty good variety of music, although at that time there wasn't a lot of R&B music playing. But shortly after then, you know, in the 50s, there was things like, Bobby Blue Bland and Jimmy Reed and all those people. And I just didn't know that, I didn't know that charts was supposed to say it's not hip to like all kind of music, so I just liked all kind of music. And then when I started playing as a musician, and we started out playing more country music, and then we put a band together, and we decided to do dance music, more R&B like Knock on Wood and Midnight Hour and Otis Redding and the Eddie Floyds and people like that. So we call that the White Soul Movement. And that band lasted for maybe, at least 4 years. We played on the road with that. And then I went to work in Nashville South, and it being called Nashville South, they sort of promoted that as a country music place. So I played about 40% country, 50% country, but I also still did the good R&B dance tunes.